Welcome to Girl Talk with your host, Melissa Ann. Girl Talk is that show which discusses the real issues Black women face being a mom, a dad, a wife, a girlfriend, a sister, a co-worker, a therapist, or whatever hat Black women wear on any particular day. Why? Because Black women are just dope. Without further ado, here is your host, Melissa Ann.
Welcome to Girl Talk. It's your girl, Melissa Ann, and I am so excited to introduce our next guest. But before I introduce the next guest, wanted to talk a little bit about what we're going to talk about tonight. You know, as you know, in a previous segment, I discussed the 80-20 rule as it relates to emotional baggage. So 80% of who you are as a human being could be related to people, places, things. 20% is what you contribute to make a whole issue or drama or whatever it is that you're carrying in your backpack. Well, I wanted to talk to Shanika today, who is a phenomenal author, and talk to her about her book and what her character, Bianca Sinister, has thought about as far as the 80-20 rule or how it correlates with the 80-20 rule. And our topic today is, why do men cheat? Why do men have mistresses? Some will say that men are looking for the whole package. So their wives or their significant others may be 80%, and then they're looking for that other 20%, or they just feel like they have to supplement. We're going to go into it using Shanika's character, Bianca Sinister. So without further ado, I'd like for Shanika to introduce herself, talk a little bit about her background and her latest book, and we're going to dive right into it. Shanika, welcome, welcome, welcome to Girl Talk.
Hello, Miss Melissa Ann. Hello, everyone. Again, this is author Shanika Mayo. I have been on this podcast before. You all may know me from being the author of Unleashed Raw, as we discussed in a prior segment that we had about two years ago. Since then, I have currently written the book Head Mistress in Charge, which is what she's referring to. The main character, her name is Bianca Sinister, and she is the reason why we're discussing the 80-20 rule again, because she is yet a mistress.
All right. I'm excited to learn more about your book and the mistress, and without giving away your book. But you, as you heard me say, you know, sometimes men are looking for that whole package, right? They're not satisfied with what they have in a woman. They want the whole package. A woman may be giving them all that they have, and it could add up to 80%. It could add up to 90%. And then that 10%, maybe she doesn't have a big butt. You know, 10% is missing. Maybe she doesn't have a big breast, or, you know, whatever that 10% is they make up in their mind, or that 20% makes up in their mind. But your character shows that 20% may not always be worth it, right?
That's correct. It's not always worth it. What look good ain't always good.
Right, right. So what are your thoughts on that 80-20 piece? I know you and I discussed it, and, you know, we came up with, okay, men are always looking for something else. Their eyes always peeking around the corner. What's your take on it?
So I feel like it correlates to both women and men as far as the 80-20, because I feel like men, when they look at the 80-20, they're looking at the women's physical appearance and what they feel that they bring to the table as far as their physical, versus their wife could bring home the shelter, the helping with the finance and the mothership and everything else, that the qualities the men like, but they miss the physical touch, because a lot of women, these days, they tend to express more masculine than before, because they feel like they don't have a choice, or either they want raised with their fathers or whoever, whatever the case may be. So that's when the men look for something to supplement, which is the 20%, where they got someone who's like a yes woman to everything that they want and their desire and their fun and exotic, or whatever the case may be. And with women, they could be getting 80% from a man as far as in the love, the affection, the attention, but the financial side is like, I need a little help. And then they find somebody that got all this money, but they really don't care about anything personality wise, like their personality sucks. So I think it applies to both.
Do you find that there's a little bit of shallowness in that as well?
Yeah, it's definitely shallow. It's definitely an ego thing. It's a lot with both genders thinking that they're entitled to feel like what they deserve is this, that, and the third, but they need to understand that nobody is 100% perfect. So if you have someone that's close to it, I say work it out with them, but then ultimately some people just have to learn the hard way.
Yeah. You know, I had that, I've heard people say, you know, everyone has flaws, right? You're just building together and managing your flaws together and understanding how much of those flaws you can take, right? And how much of it how much you can't live with. The list is long of, okay, they have too many flaws, right? Then maybe that isn't the person for you. So then it shifts to, if you knew in advance that they had this long list of flaws, why'd you get married in the first place? Why'd you enter into the relationship in the first place?
Yeah, I see a lot of that in today's society. Like they do the little, some women or even men may do the little list, like the good and bad list, or the good outweigh the bad. Or some of them even marry just because they want to prove everybody else wrong. Like, oh, y'all see this side of her or this side of him, but I see this. So they, even though it may be true, they just got a desire to prove people wrong because they care about other people's opinion. And I feel like when you get married, other people's opinion should not matter of your spouse. It only matters what you think and what your spouse think, because when you let outside opinions in, that's when the marriage suffers, because now you're trying to live up to their standards instead of build standards within your marriage for each other.
That's very provocative. And people don't know you. You're very, very young as well.
But yeah, I'm
you're 26. Very, very wise. So at the same time, you're very wise. You have an old soul. But thinking out, when I say that, a lot of younger folks normally don't think that way, right? It's always, let's throw in the towel. Something goes wrong, let's throw in the towel. People aren't willing to say, okay, let's look at the 80% that's influencing, right? What are those things that are influencing some of the drama we may be having in our relationship, and see if we can shut out that noise and focus on ourselves? Do you find that that's important? And I do want to talk about your book, because I want to correlate some of this to the book too. But do you find that you're having to do that in your marriage?
Oh, yes, I do find that I have to do that in my marriage, because we're freshly married. We're practically still kind of newlyweds. It's been 1 year, but we've been together longer, 8 years. But it's separated. Like, with 8 years of relationship and marriage, it's two different things. So a lot of the things we do is we don't bring what happened in the 8 year relationship into the marriage. And then we also are more private. So when things go wrong, instead of us going to this person and that person for advice, we kind of talk it out. We talk to each other. We let each other cool down. We give each other that space to be upset and be mad, but we also give each other that space to come and say, hey, I was wrong, or this is why I felt that way, which I feel is very important, because a lot of people that's married, especially as young as me, they don't know how to communicate. And that's where the problem lies. They don't know how to communicate, or they just choose not to communicate. I'm not going to say they don't know how to. They just choose not to, because that's just their personality.
And the mistress enters your chat, right? And you start talking to other people, and they may have a friend that is of the opposite sex, and they start having those conversations about the marriage. People creep in, right?
Yeah.
You know, sexuality, it doesn't discriminate. When somebody is you're comforting that person, sometimes you catch those feelings. So when you think about that, and you think about Bianca, how did her journey start becoming this mistress? And, you know, what would you say would be her downfall?
So her journey became of becoming a mistress was more so the male, and he felt as if his wife didn't have enough time for him. She was always working. Now, don't get me wrong. He wasn't no bum. He had a job. He was a CEO, to be exact. But he just felt like, I guess because they had just had a baby, more of her time was focused on the baby and work, and he didn't get his time that he wanted with her. So that caused him to seek elsewhere, and that's where Bianca entered the chat and was like, oh, well, I'll be that person. I'll be what she's not. Whatever she's not doing, I'll do. And you don't even have to do half of the things that you do for her to keep me. And that's what he liked about it. And I find that's what most men like. Like, oh, I can get what I want and I don't even have to put in half the effort. But then you have other men that look at it and don't respect women like that because they like, yeah, she too easy. So it works both ways.
I think that's the biggest part of being a mistress. Like, women don't realize that men are seeing them as easy. Women are seeing it as a gateway to, I'm going to hook this man and take away that 80% of what the wife had or the other person in the relationship had, and then add it to my 20% and give him the 100%. But it doesn't work that way.
I agree with that. I mean, I look at it like that too. I look at it both ways, because sometimes it don't be the mistress. Sometimes it be the man. Sometimes the mistress will go head first and let you know, like, hey, I'm only here for this. This is all you're getting out of me. You have a wife at home, and this is all I'm going to do. And then the men get too comfortable, and then they try to turn the mistress into something that she never really wanted, and she made it vocal, or he made it vocal, that's not what he wanted. And when things don't go their way, now it's a problem. And then there are, like you said, some mistresses that feel like, oh, I'm going to take her husband or I'm going to take his wife because they're not treating them right. And then they're that 20%. And then again, there's just some women and men that just feel like they can have both. So it just all correlates with, it depends on the person and the mindset of the individual.
So in Bianca's case, did she not catch feelings? Because that usually is what happens, right? If you're in that situationship and the individual is the mistress, or the backup. And as you know, I have a book too, for those who want to go pick up my book, The Ragdoll Diaries.
And yes, get that book. Is
in that situation, right? She's in a situation where she knows he has another chick, but she feels like she wants him to get it all out of his system, and then he will eventually marry her.
Her.
And that is not what happens. So do you feel like, you know, Bianca did she catch feelings for a dude and think the tables were going to turn?
So with Bianca, I think it was more so her mindset going in was, at first she didn't even know he had a wife. And then when she did discover he had a wife, you know, she kind of played the role that was given to her. Like, okay, since now I know, and that means you treated me bad and you're treating her just as bad. Now I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt you for the both of us. But she did end up catching feelings for him. But I don't think she ever thought that, oh, like, he's going to leave his wife for me and marry me. I think she just kind of got comfortable with her little role as being the mistress. You know, she got a house and all of that. I think the only thing that made the tables turn is when she got pregnant. And that's when he was kind of, you know, how he most men are. And that's when she was like, oh, now it's over. I'm going to just show you why you should have left me alone.
Oh, this is a juicy book, it sounds like. And I don't want you to give everything away.
Oh, I'm not. That ain't even that half.
But it sounds like she did, like, she went in with the intentions of they was just going to be a fling.
I'm going to get what I can while I can.
And then once she started to catch feelings, then it escalated to something else.
Yeah, that's how it is. It's like she went in like, I'm going to get as much as I can out of this man while I can, because I know he's married and I know there's zero chance of him being with me, to, oh, now I love him and he loves me, because that's what he's presenting, to, oh, he really don't care about me. He just care that he could control certain things that I do. But like I said, Bianca, she's not a weak girl. Now she stand on her 10. She got her own money And she was one of those where, like, you're not going to tell me what I can't do. She was the one like, I'm not your wife. I'm not your wife. You can't do that with me. You might can do that with your wife, but I'm not your wife. You can't tell me I can't do this. You can't tell me I can't do that. And I think that stroked his ego because he like, oh, I kind of like her because I never had someone that I couldn't control. And that gained his interest in her more.
I think the biggest part of that is that you're leaving out and I'm leaving out when I'm asking you the questions is there is another human being that's attached to this. And that is the wife. Does the wife find out in the situation and what, you know, how does it make her feel?
See, okay, so the wife does find out in the book, and that scene was, you can look, I feel like the people are going to look at the wife two ways. They're going to either look at her as weak, or they're going to look at her like, oh, yeah, she's up to something. Because when the way she found out was crazy. It wasn't even about her finding out. It was the way that she found out. But it was more so like, you know, Bianca got fed up and got out of place. And was like, okay, since you want to play with me, I got you. And she showed up at the wife job where he was at. But she didn't like say, oh, I'm the mistress. He's sleeping with me. It was just the demeanor she had. And the wife was like, something not right. But she still didn't connect the dots. Like they ended up on their honeymoon. And that's where she found out because he got mad and ended up calling her Bianca's name. And so that's where things went left. But see, listen. Here's the kicker, though. The wife is not perfect. The wife is not. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that 80-20 rule is crazy because even though he has Bianca, the wife may or may not have someone herself, too.
Well, if she knew, like, you know, if she knew that he was stepping out, was good she for did. The goose, is good for but the gander, right? She's supposed to be sitting at home licking her wounds.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is maybe both of them had other people that neither of them knew about until Bianca exposed herself.
Child.
When I say this book is not like any other mistress books, it's going to be like, oh my God, like what? Like Bianca is that girl. She's the original it girl. Like I told you, she's not, and I'm not, and just to clarify, I don't have anything against mistresses. I'm not praising mistresses and downing wives because I am a wife and I love wives. I just feel like you do what you do. That's your business. But my book specifically, this mistress, nobody has nothing on this mistress. I'm sorry. She went in swinging. She was not playing. She like, soon as she realized he was married, it was just up. And she just stayed up.
So, you know, some women would call her a homewrecker or bitter or whatever have you. Or she, you know, like I said, a homewrecker. But I think it starts with the man coming in and telling lies and not being truthful from the beginning, which sets off a chain of events. Again, if we tie it back to the 80-20 rule, 80% because someone else, 20% is you.
Yeah, because I honestly feel like if, and I know I wrote the book, but just off the character that I made, people would feel like if he would have came in being honest with her that he had a wife, he wouldn't have had a chance with Bianca. Because like I said, she's a boss as well. Both of, he's a CEO, so you know he's not going for anything broke. That's clear, because they don't want nobody taking their money. Both women are strong, dominant, smart, beautiful, gorgeous women. That was not the issue. The issue, like I said, was the wife. He felt like she spent more time with the baby and at work. And Bianca, who has no kids and she's her own boss, he could spend more time with her and she could satisfy his needs. That's all it was. Bianca was like, okay, I know you're married. And the field that your wife is in, I know someone in that field. And so Bianca just begins to plot because she like, if he's going to play with me, I'm going to play with him in her both. Because she's like, before I sit here and get my feelings hurt, everybody's feelings will be hurt. And that's just how Bianca was. So
and she did some stuff. That's a trauma response too. That's like,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's a trauma response and emotional injury. All right. Well, Shanika, I know people are wanting to hear a little bit about Bianca or a character or just hear a little bit about your book. Do you happen to have an excerpt that you can read?
I do. I have it handy.
Let's go. Let's get it.
All right. Here it is. Why is it every time a man cheats on his wife, the woman always receives the backlash? Like both women weren't getting lied to and manipulated. He is the one who made those vows. He has to honor, not the woman. Crazy part is the wife is always the one who gets the sympathy while the mistress character gets drugged through the dirt. People act as if women wake up and decide today is the day that I'm going to be a mistress or a side piece. It's so annoying when people try to defend the wife and degrade the mistress character. And what's even more sad is after all is said and done, the wife still stays with the cheating husband and they claim to be happy. Like, be for real. If you're going to stay with him, there is no need to be mad at the other woman. Hell, she was doing her you a favor. He's just going to find another mistress later, but you won, sis, you won. Hello, I'm Bianca Sinister, but most people know me by B. Now, this is not a typical love story with all the fairy tale crap. This story right here is how every mistress should think, act, and carry herself. You see, people call me all types of names. Homewrecker, whore, tramp, and a few others I don't care to mention. I played my part and I did it well. I have no regrets, nor do I have sympathy for his wife. Personally, I feel she should thank me for the role I played because it was less stuff for her to do. All right, enough about me. Let's get to the story of how I became the most hated millionaire mistress in California. Enjoy.
Not the millionaire mistress now.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said what she said.
Okay. All right. I need to pick the book up. So tell everyone where they can find your book and any of the social media platforms that you're on.
Yes. So you can find Head Mistress in Charge on Amazon. All you have to do is type in Arthur Shanika Mayo, or you can type in Head Mistress in Charge and you will find it. You can also find it on my Instagram. I have a link under my Instagram as well. And my Instagram name has changed. So let me give you the updated one. It is Arthur_Shanika. That's Shanika underscore Mayo. And if you go there, is the link is right there. It takes you to my website where you can purchase the book also.
Very nice. Yeah, we'll make sure that we have all of that information available for our listeners as well. So how are book sales going?
Book sales are amazing. I am actually loving it. Being an author, so much has happened. As like you know, I got married. I wrote another book. I wrote a couple of books. Honestly, I've been featured in a newspaper article. I've also been, the newest thing that has happened that I'm excited about is I've been on Blacklist, and I'm excited for that because what Blacklist is doing is they're doing movie scripts for Tubi. So I have been asked to submit a manuscript. So
okay.
Yes, I may or may not have a movie coming out. Fingers crossed. So I'm excited on this adventure that my authorship is taking me on.
That's amazing. You got to be in it to win it, baby. You are definitely an inspiration. You are always on your grind. I see your post. I've seen your growth. You're out there getting it. And I need to take notes on how you do it. But and maybe several of us, you need to do a class on how you do it. But that is amazing. I'm really excited for you. Any way that I can support Girl Talk Podcast can support, I'm happy to do it and give you the platform. Any last words about Bianca Sinister? And tell the folks again where they could find the book.
Yes. So like I said, Bianca is just that it girl. You all got to read about her. You can find her again on Amazon, or you can find her on my Instagram page, Arthur_Shanika_Mayo. And you can click the link in my bio and it will take you to my website where you can purchase the book, Head Mistress in Charge.
Amazing. Amazing. I do thank you for taking the time out to stop by Girl Talk. I thought this was a very productive conversation. I'm excited to read the book, and I hope that the listeners got something out of this today. 80-20. So hopefully everyone was listening to the 80-20 rule and how we combined it to give us all a better insight on what we're doing. And as always, I see.
Wait, before you leave, let me give you your flowers, though, because a lot of people may not know. Now, yes, Bianca is the it girl, but you are the it girl. Now, I do shout out you all the time. As you may know, I shout out you often. Every achievement I get, it's always you and Miss Jamisha Hall. And the reason why I shout you two out is because what people fail to realize is after our first time collabing together, we have built a friendship as well. And I see you on your grind, and I always shout you out, and I'm always share your work. And just being on your podcast alone has opened doors for other opportunities for other people with podcasts to reach out to me because they actually listened to your podcast and they actually found me on Instagram. So I wanted to give you your flowers.
Oh, that's what it's all about, right?
Right.
We lift as we climb. Anytime you want to come on here and have a conversation, let's do it. Let's do it. Well, I really appreciate that. You know, that warms my heart. And I really appreciate the commentary. That was very, very sweet of you. But I'm happy to help. Well, this has been an awesome time that we've had together with Miss Author Shanika, Mrs. Shanika Mayo.
Yes.
And we hope to see her on Tubi. And as always, I see you because I am you.
You have just listened to the Girl Talk podcast with your host, Melissa Ann. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play. Until next time, remember, I see you because I am you.